Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Now, lads, moving on. Louise Lennox has been doing something pretty amazing for the last 6 months, and I just had to talk to her. For the last 6 months, Louise has been a milk donor. A what? I hear you say, a milk donor. And she's on the line now to tell me all about it. Good morning, Louise. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. My children are out of the house, so I can think clearly.
Yay!
For 15 minutes.
How are you doing through all of this? Are you doing okay with the kids?
I suppose like anyone else, you know, you've got good days, bad days. But I've just decided, because I'm dyslexic, so I can't do literacy teaching. So I taught my son this morning, and I'm not joking, how to put on a wash and to put his clothes away. Because I was like, to me, that they are life lessons that will stay for him forever.
That is amazing.
So I just decided not to get stressed this time around, Jennifer.
You're dead right. And I think that's a great thing to do. I recently taught my little one how to make her own breakfast in the morning so she doesn't have to disturb anybody on the weekend. She can just go down and do it herself. And we have her cooking pastas with her daddy and all that kind of stuff. And these are life lessons that sometimes we don't have time to do either, do we, Louise? I mean, this lockdown has given us a chance to teach our son how to put on a wash. Fair play to him. Will you teach my husband how to put on a wash?
That was the reason behind all that, too, Jennifer, because my husband kind of missed a lot of that when I moved in with him. So I was like, my son is not going to be that quintessential stereotype person. Mm-hmm. He's going to be self-sufficient. And actually, the danger thing about getting them to make their own breakfast is my son made me breakfast, and it was, what would I say, very eclectic kind of breakfast.
Oh,
I wasn't expecting it, but I went with it. It's nice. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I suppose it's one of those things you're just trying to figure out how to get on with this. And I decided getting him to be a little bit more independent, and he's 7, is the way to go.
Wow, that is fair play to you. I'm definitely getting on to that now. I'm going to teach Florence how to separate the whites and all that kind of stuff. That's my next goal. Now, listen, I had to talk to you because you've been doing something pretty amazing for the last 6 months. Tell me about donating milk to the milk bank. How did it all come about? What inspired you to do it, first of all?
The main inspiration, and the only one, was my son, who's now 7. He was born 10 weeks early. So when I was 30 weeks pregnant, I was rushed into Hollis Street, and I ended up having to have an emergency section that night. So all of my amazing birthing plans went out the window, and I was suddenly thrown into this neonatal unit, which I knew nothing about. And the next thing, I didn't even know if I was going to breastfeed. I was very much on the fence about it. And the next thing, I have nurses telling me that he needs breast milk, and I'm expressing, and it was just this whirlwind. And I had a lot of breast milk, so I didn't think anything more of it. You go in, you express, you give it to the nurses, and they feed it to your baby. And one of the days, I was coming out of the expressing room in intensive care, and there was this mom coming out at the same time, and she was like so upset. I mean, I can't put into the words how upset she was. And I was coming out with these full, essentially, milk bottles. Mm. And she was coming out with empty ones. And she said, she goes, I'm in there, I'm trying to express, and nothing is happening. Nothing's coming out. And my little baby is sick, and they're asking me for breast milk. And she goes, I'm not producing anything. And she was inconsolable. And she goes, I feel like a bad parent. Why isn't this happening? And my immediate reaction was, do you want some of mine? And in that moment, I remember thinking, is this legal? Can I do this? Mm. And then obviously I didn't give it to her. So they're going, I don't know if you can do this. And I went out to a nurse, and I was then really upset because, you know, you are in intensive care in the neonatal unit for up to 12 hours, sometimes just like kangaroo care with your baby. And so they said to me, you know, you can donate that. And so that is what started off my whole world to learning about this. Now, I did it once with Alex because premature babies, a lot of hard work. But this time around, when I found out I was pregnant, do you know the very first thing I bought was a really good breast pump, because I took a vow that I wanted to help as many babies as possible, because I've seen firsthand when babies are really sick and they're given sometimes 50-50 life or death. And breast milk it's like this golden medicine that you can't synthesize. And it really, really does save babies' lives. I cannot stress that enough.
This is the first time I've ever heard about, isn't it crazy that you can actually donate your breast milk? I've never heard of it before. And, you know, I'm a mother of two. It's just something that's not widely talked about, is it?
Not at all. And I didn't realise, I think, until this time around on my baby journey, because, like, you know, yourself being a mother, each baby is different. Each pregnancy is different. And so I knew about it. So I was much more prepared, like, this time around. I knew what I needed to do, even where to go for contact. And it was only, I got an email last week from this mother, and she was so upset because she said, I didn't know about donating milk. I have plenty of milk. I would love to donate. And she found out because her baby is 15 weeks old, she's just missed the cutoff point. And she was so sad. She said, I would love to have been able to give this gift to other babies. So there's very little awareness about it. I actually don't know why that is. And it seems like it's this secret society that, you know, if somebody knows that I donate, then they know it's a thing. But it's a global thing. This is globally done all around the world. Mothers and they're all new mothers, Jennifer, like, you know, you're wrecked, you're tired. And this is another thing. And I'm a procrastinator, and you have to fill out this questionnaire. And I remember thinking, I need to print that off. And it was like the biggest headache for me, just printing this thing off. And they seem like little things, but they're big things when you're sleep deprived and you're trying to get used and meet your new little baby. So it's something that I'm trying to bring awareness to, because if there's anyone listening that's pregnant and they think that they might breastfeed or they're considering it, this is another thing to just kind of think about. And it's amazing.
It's phenomenal. But can I ask you the details of it? Because you talked about that woman was so upset because she missed the cutoff point. So how does it work? If anybody's listening, how does it work? How do you register? How is it done? Can you talk us through it?
Yeah. So what I actually did is I can never remember the names of places. So the place that you donate to, it's the Western Trust Milk Bank, and they're based up in Northern Ireland, but they supply the whole of Ireland with breast milk. So it's the only milk bank in Ireland as well. Wow. That offer the service. So if you just Google even milk bank or human milk bank, it comes up, the Western Trust Milk Bank. I have it up on my Twitter as well. So there's various ways of finding out. And the very first thing you do is you can email them and tell them that you're interested. Now, the important thing to do is if you're pregnant, you can arm yourself with this information now and let them know that you're interested. But you have to register yourself as a breast milk donor before your baby is 12 weeks old. And this is because they ask you that they need the donation within 3 months, and the cutoff point is 6 months. So they're allowing 3 months to fill up the donation, and you have to donate 3 litres of milk. So they send you out these little sterilised bottles. So the first thing you do is a questionnaire, and then and there's random questions on it. And then the second thing they do is they send you out a kit, and then you have to also give them a little blood test that my doctor did it for me for free. They also send you out, if you know anyone that can take bloods, it's also self-sufficient within the kit. And then you can express. So you need to express, and you can save it up. So if you've got a little bit of milk, what you can do is you can put your milk in the fridge for 4 hours, and you can freeze it after that, and you can top it up. So you don't have to have this huge supply to donate. You've 3 months to fill 30 bottles, and they're 100ml bottles. And then once you have all that saved, there's an amazing charity, and they are just the lifesavers and the missing link with all of this that have brought it together. They're the Blood Bikers. And every Sunday morning, there is a secret little milk round that a lot of people aren't aware about. And all these new moms go and they meet the Blood Bikers, and we give them our milk, and they bring it up to the hospital. And they also collect milk from the human milk bank, and they bring it into the hospitals for the babies in the neonatal units. And they also give it to moms that have had breast cancer that wanted to breastfeed and couldn't. And they also give it to those moms and babies that are having cardiac surgery as well.
Now, you mentioned there's only one milk bank in Ireland, and it's in the north. Yeah. Can I ask you, is this a stupid question, but has Brexit made things more difficult?
No, it hasn't. And this was a huge bone of contention they had for a while, like making sure that it wasn't going to be a problem, you know, crossing over, blood bikers come back and forth, bring up milk, especially with security checks and all that. They didn't know how that was going to work. And the health ministers, both sides of Ireland, got together and they assured that there was not going to be a problem. But would you believe it, Jennifer? I didn't actually realise this. COVID's had a massive effect on us. They have a huge shortage of donors because of COVID, we're homeschooling, don't have as much time, stress has come into it, and their milk supplies are running low. And that's why I have just come to the end of me being able to donate, because my little girl turned 6 months. And so this Sunday will be my last time being able to give over my milk for donation. And that's why I want to really make awareness. And if people are thinking about it might be able to breastfeed.
It sounds like this little secret society. I'm inundated with text messages. I just want to read one out here for you here. I was also a milk donor, this texter says. Such a brilliant gift. Not only saves lives, but as a first time mom who had to go through the COVID restrictions and maternity, I also really wanted to help babies get home to their families healthy and quicker too. Can we just talk really quickly about what kind of babies you're helping and who needs this type of breast milk? So premature babies, babies in the neonatal unit, and the advantages of breast milk.
Well, because they can't synthesize breast milk and they have underdeveloped guts. A lot of them are massively underweight as well. So it helps the babies fight viruses and bacteria, which can really affect them. And then there are unique fats in the breast milk that helps with their immune brains develop, their eyes, the nervous system, helps against pneumonia as well. And the other thing as well is it helps them put on weight. So one person got in contact and they said that they couldn't leave the hospital because their baby was underweight, and they were given donor's breast milk and the baby put on weight and was able to leave hospital, as you said, get the babies home sooner than they necessarily would have. And then any babies that are going in and that have bowel problems or cardiac problems, the donor milk also massively helps the babies. And then, as I said, any moms that had wanted to be able to breastfeed that weren't because they have had breast cancer, they also get breast milk as well. So there's a huge amount of people that are helped with this. And I'm just one of many moms. There's so many moms around the country, and it is a secret society because we don't get to meet each other. We don't really know each other. Like once or twice when I've dropped off milk, you see them and you want to hug them and you can't because of COVID, and you're trying to, you know, keeping your distance with your mask on, have a very quick chat of how the other person got into donating breast milk. And any moms out there that are listening that have donated, I think you're amazing, because it is hard. We're all new moms, you know, our babies are less than 12 weeks old when we register, and they're giving this gift out of love for the other babies and the parents.
It's amazing. It sounds like you're going to miss it.
I am. I was in this routine. Talk about routine. We all crave it. Every single night and every single morning, I tricked my breast milk into thinking I was feeding twins. So I used to do two extra double expresses every day just for the babies in hospital. So I could be getting to bed a little bit earlier. I have to get up as early in the morning. I suppose there's always pluses and everything.
There's always pluses. And listen, you're busy flat out teaching your 7-year-old how to put on a wash, so that he'll keep you busy as well. But it's just so lovely to hear. I've never heard of it before. I just had to talk to you, and I think you'll give a lot of people food for thought. And it's such a gorgeous thing to do and is not spoken about. We don't hear it. It is like this little secret society. And thank God for people like you. And thank you. And fair play to you, Louise. And hopefully I'll chat to you soon, OK?
And thanks for raising this on your show, Jennifer, because it's people like you that really help get this message out to everyone listening.
And just to remind people who are listening that are considering doing this, the easiest way really is to Google Human Milk Bank Ireland.
Human Milk Bank, yeah.
And they'll get all the details there. Yeah, and get onto it, fill out your questionnaire and do something good for another little baby.
And just one last thing, because if anyone then wants to spread the word, I was part of an article about it last week, and I have it up on my Twitter, just Louise Lennox_. And if anyone wants to retweet that, just to spread the word out and just to get as many people looking at this, because it explains the story a lot more than what I'm able to convey it. And there's then stories from moms that have received donor milk for their babies, so you can kind of get more of a whole idea of how this whole operation works.
Brilliant. Well, there we go. Go and follow Louise. Louise Lennox _, is that it?
Yes, that's it.
I got it right first time. That's a rarity. Thanks, Louise, and best of luck with everything, okay?
Thanks, Jennifer.
Bye, love. Bye. There we go. Louise Lennox, absolute star. If you are interested in this or want to find out more, please Google Human Milk Bank. What an amazing thing to do. What do you think of that? 51552, back after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.